One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated 37. No, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out the competition. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. Hey, when I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring an unusual combination to the desk. But guess what? You are buying the pay-per-views. Or are you buying the pay-per-views? In fact, are you stealing the zone? Are you watching the zone? Are you watching through binoculars? How are you watching these pay-per-views these days? Because if the bottom line is, I think the last couple of months would have cost you about almost $400 as far as pay-per-view costs are concerned if you included the Tyson Fury Francis Ngannou fight. And speaking of Francis Ngannou, after whipping the heavyweight champion of the world, he's going to take on Anthony Joshua. That's a big money fight. I can't believe it. But we'll talk about that and more, of course. Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, will join us after the break. But Virgil Ortiz, at one point in time, I thought he was like, I want to say the next coming of Oscar De La Hoya, because there never will be another Oscar De La Hoya. I mean, the Golden Boy was golden. But I thought he was going to be a reasonable facsimile. As it turns out, he has some health issues, of course, couldn't make weight a couple of times, and has moved from 147 pounds to the junior middleweight limit. I believe tonight, the fight against Mr. Lawson is at 156 pounds, so we'll see what he's got left. But straight up, at one point in time, he was the star, as far as I was concerned, at 147. Speaking of 147, speaking of 2023, were all the super fights a bust? We'll talk about that and more with Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, after the break. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV, and of course, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios.
Craving a guilt-free snack? Check out 100calsnacks.com for a treat that's 100% natural and free from added sugars. These surprisingly filling snacks are a tasty blend of low carbs, high protein, and fiber. And if the taste doesn't win you over, we'll give you your money back. Visit 100calsnacks.com. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Indulge in a superfood-packed energy boost for just 100 calories. That's right, the tastiest and most nutritious guilt-free goodness is at 100calsnacks.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? you'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Can I just
go for
give
it?
You one postscript. After that fight, I thought of something the great sports writer Red Smith once wrote. If you want to find out who won a close fight, ask a 9-year-old kid.
The retired HBO godfather Larry Merchant, he is doing well. Of course, yesterday I called him on the phone. And the first thing he said to me is, I'm not dead. I said, I know that. He goes, yeah, but everybody else, he goes, you wouldn't believe it. He goes, I'm getting calls and people are saying Larry Merchant passed away and this and that. Now, let me explain it to you just the way Larry put it to me, okay? He went to the gym a couple Wednesdays ago, and he got lightheaded after a workout. The guy still works out. He's 92, almost 93 years old. Anyway, he still works out. And he gets lightheaded after a workout. So the nurse that is living with his wife decides, you know, they're going to call the paramedic. So he goes off to the ER. He's checked out. He goes home the next day. No problems, nothing whatsoever. Case closed, right? No, everybody's calling him saying, you know, Larry's got getting an 8 count. Larry's got bad issues, health issues. Larry's in great shape for any age, let alone 93. So the retired HBO godfather, we expect him to be with us tomorrow. No doubt about that. Of course, we talk about Larry Merchant, man. What can I say? A Hall of Famer, of course. 1978, he and HBO Boxing, of course, made their debut with the Larry Holmes-Ken Norton fight. Of course, a great 15-round fight, without a doubt. The 15-round fight, the 15th round went to Larry Holmes. Of course, that got him the win. Of course, Ken Norton was the only guy to ever be anointed heavyweight champion. Never won a heavyweight title fight, but yet he was heavyweight champion. That's politics. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. In fact, you're watching on MMA on WBC TV right now. It's showing that picture between Sonny Liston's, between Muhammad Ali's legs. You're looking at the body of Sonny Liston laying in the ring, and between Muhammad Ali's legs, the guy with his mouth open, that's Larry Merchant back in 1964. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 38 plus just now, knocking out all bumps. Let's take it to the East Coast to bring in the Bronx Bomber Fellas. I'm talking about Mr. Socrates Palmer, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing great, P. How are you?
Pretty good. Listen, they had a dish named after me at one of the restaurants. Ricky Sports Theater used to have a Pedro Fernandez quesadilla. So they've got a new dish named after me at this Chinese restaurant up the street here from the Sports Byline. And I don't know if it's a compliment or not. You ready for this one?
Lay it on me.
One dumb duck. I don't know. That's what ladies. So we name a dish after. Okay. Anyway, bottom line is, hey. Jarrell Miller. Well, first of all, Larry Merchant's doing fine. Thank goodness, without a doubt. Jarrell Miller got busted this week for hijacking a car. Didn't he just fight like a fortnight ago?
He fought a fortnight ago, but I guess Jarrell Miller forgot that when you lease a car or when you finance a car, you got to make monthly payments. And apparently the repo man came around and, you know, Jared being a, you know, professional fighter and a very large human being, he,
being a fat slob.
Yeah.
Listen, according to the records here, he was third 333 at the weigh-in against Danny Dubois on the 23rd of December. Of course, 333 pounds. Probably was a little bit more than that at the weigh-in. I mean, after the weigh-in. But the bottom line is 333 pounds. Come on, man. The guy's always been a fat dude. How was he able to stay undefeated? Was it just matchmaking?
Matchmaking. And you know what? I do think he had some skills. But his lack of discipline and also, you know, the suspensions. I mean, when the fighter's not fighting, the tools are not sharp, and the suspensions were brought upon by himself. You know, he's a two-time PD. He got caught twice, and he served the punishment.
Explain what he got caught doing.
Doing what you're not supposed to be doing. He was actually juicing back when he was in kickboxing. So, you know, he's nothing new to cutting corners. And
you know what? Now that's great. Now that's great for the insiders, but juicing this kind of stuff, you got to sort of like, you know, lay it out there like it's steroids, performance enhancing drugs, steroids. That's what was his thing. That's what he got popped for twice. But obviously, he's not taking that, and he's not taking any speed, because if he's taking some speed, he's the fattest speed freak I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you wonder what these guys take, and you figure their body. It doesn't always equate to having a body like Evan Fields, you know, because James Toney, he one time tested positive, and he looked like a tub of pudding. Gerald Miller the same, Tyson Fury. So it's not always aesthetics, you know, when it comes to the PED use. You know, these guys are, what can I say? Gerald Miller's a waste of talent. You know, and he kind of got the other side of boxing in terms of self-promotion. You know, he had no problem being the villain, but he just couldn't deliver. You know, he fought Dubois, and it seems like he left his best fighting in the gym and in the parking lot of that car place.
No, evidently he could beat a repo man, but he can't beat too many other people as far as world class is concerned, because he never really, I mean, he had it. I mean, he beat guys like. Who's the old Polish guy? I can't think of his name, but he Demick and people like that. I mean, that's what his resume is freckled with, you know, old names and guys like Johnny Dupuis, people like that from South Africa. So he hasn't got a whole lot of names. Lucas Brown, he beat Lucas Brown. Of course, it was a TKO in six. I think it was probably his best win, and that was in 2023, of course. All in all, the heavyweight division right now, we see that Francis Ngannou had beaten, I thought in my mind, clearly beaten Tyson Fury, of course. That was 6-3-1 as far as rounds were concerned on my scorecard. And, of course, I scored one round 10-8 because Francis Ngannou did knock Tyson Fury down. Now Tyson Fury is going in another direction with Oleg Usyk. Wish him the best of luck there. I hope Usyk kills him. But the bottom line is Ngannou's not going to fight Anthony Joshua. You know, and I've got mixed feelings about that, because it's sort of like they're trying to get Ngannou beat right away. You know what I'm saying? When they probably should be trying to – I mean – Do are boxing people that stupid that they can't see the guy's a winner?
Well, he's 37 years old. So I'm sure that Francis is looking for the biggest paydays possible in the shortest amount of time. I can see, you know, if you want to say, hey, this is a great story, let's build this guy up, you know, but it's hard if you go from fighting Tyson Fury to then fighting, you know, a tomato can afterwards. So the Joshua fight is an intriguing fight. One, because I don't think Anthony Joshua is going to disrespect the sport like the way Tyson Fury did. You know, Anthony Joshua, you know, for one sure thing, he's going to come in shape. You know, and the way Ngannou fought, you know, against Fury, he knows that he can't come half speed. You know, he's got a serious threat in front of him. Like you said months ago, you know, and I totally couldn't believe it, but you were the first one to say, hey, this guy's big. He's a real fighter, and if he hits Tyson Fury, there could be problems, and there was a problem. You know, he dropped Tyson on his butt.
Yeah, all right. That being said, the heavyweight division, of course, is going to be settled, allegedly, when Oleg Usyk, of course, steps up, I think, in weight. Of course, he's only weighs 220 pounds, former cruiserweight champion, but steps up in weight to fight the – heavier, obviously much heavier than Tyson Fury. Now, Tyson Fury, according to Kenny Rainford, Tyson Fury's got more serious. You know, it's the same old story. I've been hearing the same story. It's like history repeating itself. Holmes, Ali, Foreman, you know, they're motivated this time. They weren't motivated that time. It's the same old story. Boxing is repeating itself.
Yeah, I mean, it's the human nature. Look, we know Fury has a hot and cold personality. I do believe that he does have some pride, and I think he knows that Usyk is a threat. But this fight, it seems like they're both kind of just backing into it. Like neither
but he's a gypsy, and gypsies are crooks by nature. They are. I mean, as a policeman, the only non-criminal contact I've ever, as a person, the only non-criminal contact I've ever had with a gypsy was when I tried to get this 325-pound PCP smoking gypsy to convert to a professional wrestler. That was my idea. I was going to manage him. Okay, but that never worked out. But outside of that, as a cop, every gypsy I came in contact with was a crook in one way or another. I mean, Tyson Fury, he's a gypsy. So is he a crook? I think he's cheated the boxing world a little bit in the last couple of years, and especially this last fight after getting lit up by Ngannou and then not copping to it. So you know what? Because even I would have had to cop to that. You know, I mean, as much pride as I had, people say I'm sometimes in denial, this and that. But I would have had to cop to that when the fight was over with. You know, the guy probably beat me, and I'm going to do it again. That's what I would have said right then and there. But Fury didn't go there. Fury wanted to go straight to Usyk. So Fury to me, I hope he gets licked. I don't know if the Usyk's the guy to lick him, but I hope that Tyson Fury. Listen, Tyson Fury just needs to go away.
You know. I'm not ready to go there just yet because he's done a lot of good things for the heavyweight division. He injected some life, you know, while we were in that sleeper hold known as the Klitschko brothers, you know, and he gave us a great trilogy with Deontay Wilder. I agree. I think the rematch should have happened with Ngannou. It was just a bad taste in your mouth, you know. But I understand that the dollars dictate.
No. You don't think the dollars would have dictated more if they'd have done it again? I mean, right after the fight, you know, they said, you know what? We're announcing, screw Joshua. We're doing a rematch with Tyson Fury right now. That fight would have been the mega fight.
Absolutely. They could have hooked it up 3 months later, and you could have built it up as the uncrowned heavyweight champ. Absolutely. You could have spun it a whole bunch of ways. It would have made money, you know, and especially since they're pimping out the Saudis, you know, the money is going to be great no matter which way you go. So I agree.
Okay. Well, after the break, I'm going to ask you about the Super Bouts of 2023. Of course, Ryan Garcia and Gervonta Davis, Benson Crawford, Fury and Ngannou. And I want to ask you, as far as pound for pounds are concerned, do we need to include the Young Zhu? I mean, is Mr. You know, we'll talk about that more after the break. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Nobody hurt me, but I know who hurt you. Bum, Goofy, remember this? Rolly Romero f***ed you up in sparring. Is this you, Ryan Garcia? Is this you getting touched up? Is this you bleeding? Is this you running? Because it sure the f*** looks like you. Your promoter, Oscar De La Fishnet, don't even believe in you. Do you want proof? Here you go.
Ryan's ready for tape?
Tank is a beast, and you're an Instagram thot. Remember that.
Listen, Ryan Garcia wants to fight you.
We know the f*** he don't. He gonna get f***ed up.
If Ryan Garcia can beat Rolly, I give him 200,000 cash.
Are you ever gonna pick up that 200 from Floyd? Or do you wanna stay ducking? Because you know you got little boys and little girls as your main fan base. You a bum.
Of course, we're talking about Ryan Garcia. Of course, he did fail miserably against Gervonta Davis. The reason why he's back in the news, of course, he was supposed to take on Devin Haney in a fight at 140 pounds. Of course, Haney, the recently crowned 140-pound WBC champion, after pitching a shutout plus one over Regis Progress a fortnight ago here in the city by the bay of San Francisco, California. But now Ryan Garcia is talking about taking on Rolly Romero. Of course, Rolly did rough him up in a sparring session a couple years ago. That's what led to that little rap there. Now, before we get into, all right, let's talk about the 2023 fights of the year. Was Ryan Garcia and Gervonta Davis, did it live up to the billing?
Well, they drew the biggest house, you know, as far as pay-per-view buys, and it was a real crossover event. I mean, I had people that are not boxing fans asking me about this, you know, before it. So it definitely was the highlight of 2023 prior to the fight actually happening, you know. Ryan Garcia was probably a little too green in my estimation. The man formerly known as Tank Davis did what he's supposed to do, you know, against the green guy. He exposed him, you know, he took Ryan to a place that he didn't want to be in. You know, and
you mean like the third round?
Well, it took a third round. He also challenged his
manhood. I mean, he took him to a place he didn't want to be. I mean, looks like Ryan wanted out of there in the third round.
I mean, I wouldn't say that because Ryan was still pressing forward, but I think it was, when he got dropped that first time, it was like that reality check. Like, you know, I'm not in the ring against, you know, who would I've been in the ring before. And, you know, he quit. A lot of people, you know, it's hard, you know, people say, oh, it's a body shot, you never been hit like that. I think, like you and a lot of other people, you know, Ryan decided that, you know what,
he punked out. You just cut to the chase. He punked out.
not much different than his promoter did against Bernard Hopkins.
But you know, but here, but I understand that. Now, but let me run something by you though. You can dog Oscar all you want for his fishnets and this kind of stuff, but he fought everybody. And when he stepped up against Hopkins, he realized he was in there. I was there. He realized he was in there way too deep. He was going to get hurt and might as well, you know, take the easier way out. And he took the easy way out. But it wasn't like I thought Ryan just laid. I thought Ryan just pulled a dog performance. I don't think Ryan Garcia, of course, when he came to the ring, his attitude wasn't right, and he didn't look like a winner. I mean, he looked like he was lined up for like a death camp or something.
Yeah, the introduction with the slow Christian music, and I don't want to knock his musical preference, but yeah, you're right. His energy seemed much different than it had been up to the buildup. I mean, for about a good 2 years, he was calling for this fight, you know, and then he comes out to like, you know, like you said, almost like he was walking to his own funeral.
Okay, hold on, Sock. I got a newsflash here. I just got a report. You know, Manny Pacquiao talking about coming back and fighting Floyd Mayweather this year. I just got a news report from his doctor. Run it.
Well, where do you hurt?
It's my head, Doc. It's my head.
Dizzy? Ringing in your ears?
Well, I mean, it's all the time, Doc.
Like bells?
That's it, Doc, like bells. Huh? That duck.
How do they go? Dong dong, ding ding, or ding dong? It's important.
Ding dong? Dong ding?
No second guessing. Too bad. Should go dong dong.
Manny Pacquiao is physical this week with his doctor. Of course, they're talking about coming back doing this maybe in April or May. Him and Floyd Mayweather too. Now you heard the doctor. What do you think of What do you think of Manny's overall condition? He's 45 years old. I mean, he's been fighting pro since I think 1995 or something like it, somewhere around there in the 90s. Does a 45-year-old brain that's already been beat on enough really need to be beat on anymore?
Well, probably not. But you know what? When they're throwing that type of money at you, it's hard to say no. And Floyd Mayweather, it's, you know, he's fighting someone who's a contemporary.
Not if you looked at Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. Look, a lot of history. I mean, you said it earlier in the show. History tends to repeat itself with fighters. And Floyd and Manny are no different. Although, however, I think they're doing a little smarter. It's going down as an exhibition. It's not like they're going to take each other to the depths of hell, so to speak, like the way the Thrill in Manila was with Ali and Frazier. And then
Ali told me that was the closest he ever came to death.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, when I first heard of the fight, I was like, you know what, this is kind of like Duran and Leonard the third time. He really didn't need to see it. But I looked at the ages. Leonard was only 33 when he fought Duran that third time.
So, yeah, but Duran was so done. You could have stuck a fork in him. They fought December 7th, 1989. It was outdoors at Caesar's Palace. It was 39 degrees when they stepped into the ring. It was outdoors. Steve Wynn was doing the opening of the Mirage Hotel, so he had to do this fight, but he did it outdoors. I froze my ass off.
That was a cold night, and that was a weekday, if I remember correctly.
I don't know what it was. But bottom line was, I'll never forget Chris Dundee, Angelo's brother, telling me, "I'm betting on Duran. I'm betting on Duran." I'm saying, "No, Chris. No, Chris. No." And Chris, "Nah, I know what I got it inside. No, Chris." Anyway, Chris Dundee was more of a character than his brother Angelo. Of course, he was a promoter. Angelo was a trainer. I'll never forget what Angelo said to me. And I try to do this in life, but I end up screaming at people in traffic and things like that. But he says, "It don't cost you nothing to be nice to people."
Words to live by. Absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yet I get in the car and I drive two blocks. I say to myself, I'm going to be calm. I'm not going to. And two blocks away, I'm saying, you may, you know. I mean, listen, the roads, I don't know about New York, but the roads here are like raceways. I mean, people are going like unbelievable speeds, and it's like the highway patrol. It's like the cops sort of gave up. You know how the cops gave up on homelessness? So the cops gave up on enforcing traffic laws, too. Cops don't do nothing except answer the phone. No, I mean, I was a cop.
The morale, cops, I have a lot of cop friends, and their morale is just, it's a check, you know, at this point to them.
Man, I never looked at it that way. I always wanted to save the world. one person at a time. That's why I figured I could save this world one person at a time. And that turned out to be like a fallacy and unrealistic and things like that. But I tried, without a doubt. I mean, I tried. All right, let's go back to boxing just for a second here, obviously. The Supreme Court said that about pornography, that they define pornography. They don't know how to define pornography, but they know it when they see it. Is that the way you define a bum in boxing?
That's an interesting parallel. I'm going to say yes.
I thought I would put you on the spot with that one.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Tim Tszyu deserves to be in the pound-for-pound rankings?
Not quite yet. You know, unless you're going to – depends how deep your list is. If you want to tell me that you're going to put him somewhere between 20 and 25, okay, I can make an argument. But there's still a lot of good fighters out there, you know. But you obviously got to start with Inoue and Crawford, and you know, you work your way down. Very subjective, but I think it's not quite yet. I'm not ready to have Tim Tszyu crack that top 10 yet.
Okay, let's talk about Virgil Ortiz and Mr. Lawson tonight. Of course, on the Zone, Virgil Ortiz at 156. Is the weight really going to make that much of a difference? He still had a blood disease.
Well, we're going to find out. You know. Was it a disease or was it like a bacteria? Is it out of its
system? They called it a disease. I saw it's a disease. I saw that the D word. It wasn't, you know, when they use the D word, that's not a good thing, especially as young as he was. You know, at that one point in time, you and I thought that he was the future.
Yeah. I mean, look, 19 wins, 19 knockouts, and he fights in a TV fun way, but with discipline. He's not really reckless. He's not your atypical Mexican. He can box. You know, I was rooting for the kid, but, you know, the disease, you know what, I'm not trying to get sued, but when you hear stuff like that and you do a little bit of research, the cynic and the way we've been trained, you start thinking, was it based off of PEDs that he got sick? You know, because when you do some research, that's something that could be counteracted that way.
Stick around for one quick minute. After the break, I'll ask you one more question. I'll let you go spend time with the family. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I didn't. I did not. I'll swear on a stack of Bibles, I didn't. The kid's not mine. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA, not matrimony. You're tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, on the line from the Bronx Bomber himself, boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer. And as far as 212, let's go back to 2023 for a second. Spence and Crawford. Spence's conditioning, the way he showed up, the fact he had nothing, the fact he came out of that car accident a year and a half earlier, was that a super fight, or did that fight fail to live up to his expectations as well?
I think it's a super fight, and it goes in the list of the great underwhelming, you know, fights that we anticipated. You know, they're not the first big fight that didn't live up to the hype, and it won't be the last. Trinidad and De La Hoya. For one.
That was Oscar's fault.
It was, but, you know, Tito could have, you know, maybe done a little bit more earlier in the fight as well.
I was there. It was like the most, it was like 12 rounds. That was probably 12 very boring rounds.
Yeah. That's the best way to put it.
I mean, it was. And I think Trinidad was being stressed. I think that was at 147. I think Trinidad was being stressed at 147. I think he never really was a welterweight, per se, a junior middleweight or a middleweight. And, of course, Trinidad was being handled by Mike Akery. Mike Akery was promoting him, of course, for Roberto Duran and people like that. And Luis de Cubas was his partner. And Mike Akery told Luis de Cubas, you got to get rid of Trinidad. He's got no chin. He keeps getting knocked down. His guy's not worth spit. So Louis de Cubas let him go. Don King picked him up, and the rest is history.
Ouch. Not all advice is good advice.
one of the greater Puerto Rican fighters of all time. The odds coming in here on Joshua and Ngannou, get this. The odds open up at Joshua minus 275, and now it's moved up to minus 500. So, I mean, people are betting this, and this is going to be in Saudi Arabia, I guess, but people are betting this. I don't... Why is it I'm not feeling good about this?
Because Francis Ngannou is not a real boxer, or not a boxer by nature, you know. But I think as the fight gets closer to happening, I think it'll pick up some speed. And
I know, but if he's not a boxer by nature, and yet he can win, what does that say about the heavyweight champion of the world? If a guy can come in that's a novice and never had a professional boxing match before, although he had a variation of fighting, comes in and kicks your ass. I mean, come on, man. I mean, I don't know. That would be like some flyweight coming in and licking me.
Look, but, you know, and if you were training on fish and chips and Guinness and God knows what else, you know, then you deserve it. And that's what happened to Tyson Fury. Look, I don't think anyone would dispute me that Tyson Fury was not in the best condition, you know, for that fight. And he didn't take Ngannou seriously. And if he was on point, he probably stops Ngannou, you know, despite Ngannou's great efforts. You know, and that's not Francis's fault that Tyson came in, you know, like a slob.
I think you overestimate the current talent level that is Tyson Fury. Let's switch gears. Dmitry Bivol, the unsung hero at 175, of course, beat Canelo Alvarez. As far as Canelo was concerned, three fights ago, of course, Canelo had the fight with Jermell Charlo and the 12-round fight, of course, with John Ryder as well, non-threatening in both events. Of course, that's 24 gift rounds for Canelo in a row. Now Canelo doesn't want to. Bivol takes care of Lyndon Arthur. That was a pretty good fight. Lyndon Arthur came to fight. He was 23-1. Obviously, he left 23-2. That was in Saudi Arabia. Scores 120-107 times three. Bivol and Beterbiev. If Beterbiev's got to beat Callum Smith, that's going to take place, what, next week?
Next week in Montreal, Canada. Montreal, Quebec. I'm not certain.
That's his hometown.
So hometown fight. It's about 2 hours away from his home, from my understanding. And to me, I still have Arthur as the best light heavyweight until proven, different. Even, I know you can make a case for Bivol.
I'm not saying you can make a case for him, but the fact that that he beat Canelo, and you look on the pound for pound list, every pound for pound list I've seen, Canelo's rated over Bivol, which I just want to hit myself in the head with a hammer, bang.
No, it doesn't make any sense. But you still got.
It's a popularity contest. That's why.
It's a popularity contest. It's people maybe giving Canelo credit for stuff that he did in the past, but when you talk about pound for pound rankings, it's real time. It's What have you, like Janet Jackson, what have you done for me lately? And right now, Bivol's stock is much higher than Canelo, especially if you beat him one-on-one, despite the natural weight advantage that he had.
Okay, I played the Raleigh Romero, Ryan Garcia rap a little earlier. Of course, Ryan Garcia getting lit up by Raleigh Romero in the gym. Is there any chance of Raleigh lighting Ryan up in a real fight?
No.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, no, and it seems that Raleigh's going through it. His trainer, who ironically, who's clout chasing for that fight based off of a sparring. His man got lit up by John Ingram, in sparring in Vegas. So, be careful to spit up in the air. Raleigh is good for boxing because he's a character, and I like characters in boxing.
Personality. Like
Mayorga, Vinny Paz. Limited talent, but at the end of the day, boxing is sports, and sport is a sport, and you want to be entertained, so you got to draw fans in. But Ryan should be able to beat Rolly pretty easily, I think.
I would think so. I'm looking at the schedule here. Let's look at this. January 6th, DAZN, Ortiz and Lawson. January 6th, Triller, Dusty Harrison and Norberto Gonzalez. ESPN on the 13th, Beterbiev and the aforementioned Callum Smith. January 17th, Pro Box TV is going to do something with Luis Feliciano and some guy named Michael blah, blah, something Williams. Anyway, January 20th, the Peacock. January 23rd, ESPN Plus. Larry Merchant told me, there's a lot of boxing on TV. There's merit to that.
Yeah. There's a lot of networks, and networks need content. And there's no better content than unscripted, wink, wink, TV. Live sports is always great content to have, and these networks like Peacock, ESPN, say what you will, they still want to be associated with boxing to some degree. And don't forget Amazon now, which is, taking PBC.
Okay, now, another question for you. Are you part of this group that's trying to buy Top Rank?
I wish I was. I wish I was.
No, so Bob Arum has got his company on the block?
That's the rumor. Once again, it was denied, and that's always the first indication, that there may be some truth to it when they vehemently deny it. It's going to be interesting. Look, Bob is 90 plus. I don't know if it's going to remain a family business, but when I saw the WWE got sold and the McMahons got gave up full control, then anything is possible. So I think Vince got $8 billion for his company. I'm interested to see what Top Rank goes for. And Endeavor is a monster.
You know he's wrecked wrestling, right? I was watching Mid-South wrestling from the 1980s, okay? That was professional wrestling to me. With this stuff they do now, it just doesn't. When they let kayfabe go, when they told people, hey, guess what? It's fake. When they did that, and then they do stuff on TV where they sort of obviously show it's fake, that's just not cool. They killed kayfabe. When you killed kayfabe, you killed wrestling.
You gotta keep the carny, but a lot of that was to, get from under these lawsuits and jail time that was.
No. The reason why he did it was he didn't want to pay an extra tax to have the athletic commissions in each state work with the wrestlers.
Yes, that's true.
It was all about a money thing for him. So he was willing to sell his soul. Of course, he got how many billion?
Eight.
Yeah, well, more power to him on that. But if there's a bigger creep on the planet than Vince McMahon, you got to show him to me. Now the 27, Jaime Munguia is going to take on John Ryder. Now I've forecasted this as they're going to try to set up Jaime Munguia and Canelo Alvarez in May. Now what I'm trying to say is that, you know, Jaime's going to go out there and fight a John Ryder's a little bit older, maybe a little bit slower than the guy that fought Canelo. And of course, maybe if he does better than Canelo did, they'll try to say, guess what? He did better than Canelo. Let's make Canelo and him an all-Mexican matchup in May and in sort of dog Benavidez. What do you think on that?
I think it's a very real possibility. He gets the Willy Wonka ticket to fight Canelo. And once again, you know, what we're left to ponder is Benavidez and Canelo ever going to happen.
You know, for those watching on WBC TV and Twitch TV, they see I've got a garbage can with a plastic bag in front of my mouth here. I'm almost ready to puke. I mean, that's not the way I want to see it. I mean, now Canelo said some things about Benavidez this week. What did he say?
He's
not saying he's going to fight Benavidez. That's what I want to hear. I mean, you know, I remember he didn't want to fight Andrade. Andrade hadn't fought anybody and this and that, go out and fight somebody. But, you know, that's not the story with Benavidez. He's been twice a WBC super middleweight champion. He's been undefeated. He's held the number one contendership as long as Canelo's held the championship, and yet Canelo doesn't know who he is. Or he doesn't want to fight Mexicans or something like that. Listen, Canelo's turning out to be a 14-karat puss.
And he's still considered the title holder. So the people that sanction this need to make a decision, you know, because I think you are losing credibility calling yourself the WBC champ when you're not fighting, you know, the mandatory, who's been a mandatory for 2 years now. So...
And the WBC is not pushing that at all. They're not pushing it at all. I mean, they push mandatories on people all the time, but they haven't pushing this on. They're afraid of Canelo. They're afraid if they ruffle his feathers that the king will say, no more WBC, you know, that kind of stuff. But, you know, let's be honest. He, when he went for the light heavyweight championship, he didn't go after the WBC champion. He went after what he thought was the lesser guy and the WBA title holder in Bivol.
Absolutely. He looked around and he fought the guy that he thought was going to be the easiest mark, but it was not the case. No man should be bigger than the sport, you know, and his BS.
Except Muhammad Ali.
Well, he's bigger than all sports.
Okay.
I mean, Ali is an icon. Not too many left in this world.
You know, I was thinking about it the other day, and we went places with him. I don't know if I told you this, but Keith McMurray sold his passport. Allegedly sold. No, let me put it this way. Keith McMurray said somebody stole his passport. They call him Sir Jabalot. He was a boxer from Sacramento, California, super middleweight. Anyway, he said somebody stole his passport in China. I think he sold it to the Chinese mafia, okay? So he had no passport, and Muhammad Ali gets him on a plane in Shanghai, China, with no passport, and then he gets him through customs in L.A. with no passport. He couldn't do that today, not even Ali.
No, much different world now. Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
Wow.
You have the greatest of weeks, young man. Any prediction on the is there a way to predict that fight tonight with Lawson and Ortiz, or is it just like, we'll see what happens?
I think it's an easy night for Virgil, despite him not fighting in a year and a half. I think Lawson is here to pick up a check.
Good enough. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That is Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. More of Ring Talk after the break.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039.
800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Boxing manager Cameron Duncan, Albuquerque, New Mexico, I believe is what he called home. Of course, he passed away this week. He was the age of 67 or 68. He had Daniel Romero back in the times when, of course, Romero was taking on Johnny Tapp in a crosstown rivalry. I think that was 1995. But Cameron, who was tight with Top Rank, so he always had the upper hand when it came to managing fighters because he had a good relationship with Top Rank. So we wish him and his family the best. May he rest in peace. And I do want to say this. Rick Glaser is a booking agent and a manager, whatever you want to call him anyway. Bottom line is he's a bit of a slob in my mind, a piece of work. If you know, I say a piece of work on the show, you know I mean a piece of spit with an H. Anyway, bottom line is he went after Cameron Duncan this week after Cameron died, said some horrible things on the social media. So I just don't know what it is. Why you want to kick somebody in the teeth after they're dead? The bottom line is if you didn't have enough balls to say it to them when they were alive, guess what, Rick Glaser? You should have done it then. You didn't, okay? You've always been a coward. You've always been a piece of work. And if I ever see you, bang, I'm knocking you out because you called a little bit. You pushed the envelope a little bit too far, Fat Man, or the former Fat Man. I'll never forget when I met this guy. We're in Biloxi, Mississippi, and we were at a table, like 8 or 10 of us at a fight table, at a table in a restaurant afterwards, after a fight, eating in a casino, and he saw a pizza box across like two tables away. He went over and he opened up the pizza box and he scraped the cheese off the bottom of the box and ate it in front of me. I said to myself, this dude's a gross guy, but that is Rick Glaser. So Rick, may bad things happen to you. I don't wish bad things on people, but listen, when you make fun of people that are dead, you got it coming. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live. Well, I want to thank the dog lady down there in Dallas, Texas, of course, Viv TV and Danielle as well, of course, Ms. Jockerman and Mr. Jockerman as well, of course, and all the lovely dogs down there in Dallas, Texas. They do wonderful things with rescue pets without a doubt. I wish I could get a dog, but I'm still crying. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA, of course. Tonight on TV, don't forget, Virgil Ortiz in a comeback fight against Frederick Lawson. Lawson's supposedly here just for the payday. We'll see what happens as far as that's concerned. But, of course, guess what? I have no clock here in the studio. So I have no clock, so I thought it was like 59:20, and it was 57:20. Why don't you get me a clock in here? I'm looking at Daniel. I'm blaming it. Daniel, it's you. Daniel should have had the clock ready for me today. I'm looking in here. There's no clock in here. It's blinking it on and off. Anyway, I have no idea what's going on. But the bottom line is this has been another fun edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA on Sunday. The Sunday show, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, WBC TV as well. I hope to bring you the retired HBO godfather Larry Merchant will be here. Kenny Rainford will be here. Hopefully, Tommy D, of course, Sir Thomas Dilworth, or King Thomas, whatever he wants to be called these days, his agent. And I think we're going to bring in Dennis Rappaport. I'm talking about Jerry Cooney's manager. He had a health scare a couple of weeks ago, but he's back and he's rocking and rolling. But the HBO godfather will be in the house tomorrow. Without a doubt, I'm talking about retired HBO godfather, Mr. Hall of Fame, Larry Merchant. This has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. I have no idea where I'm at on the clock, so the bottom line is until next week, peace, love, and a ton of respect.